Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guest here, Tanya Time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you want to, I encourage you to go ahead and get your teams on the line. Why? Because they need to learn the things that they should do and know, you know, as being a network marketing pro. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 just like you did, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. If you need to go back and listen to any former, recordings of these call, just go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call. Now, listen, guys, we are still in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Why? Because it's all about studying. It's all about you understanding that you got to get to know your industry. This is going to give you the best opportunity to be really good at it. And I have some news for you. It's beyond just you knowing how to prospect and recruit. It has to go beyond that. And so because of that, we've got to get in. We've got to get in and understand what it is that we should know and do so that we could be really, really big in our industry. Why? Because we need some God-fearing people. We need some people that really want to be servant leaders. We need some people that understand the power of character, integrity, and other values to be at the top. So we're encouraging you to definitely go before God each and every day and ask Him to give you the strength and the courage to pursue things at a high level and stay steadfast. So, Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for you are amazing God. There is no one above you. There will never be ashamed before you are whose we are. We're honoring you because you made this day, and we're joyous, and we're glad that you've given us another opportunity in the land of the living. Dear Lord, if you've never done another thing for us, you've done enough. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are able to be grateful for all things. For all things. We're looking for lessons, oh Father God, that we may be able to grow and be the best leaders that we can be. Father God, doing great exploits in your name, we know that it takes wisdom, it takes skill. So as we're asking your Holy Spirit to equip us with what it is that we need to do to move forward in big ways, we're thanking you right now that it's already done. We're blessing each and every household under the sound of my voice. Let everyone be on one accord to do great and big things, not in their own name, but in your name. We're thanking you for the rewards, oh Father God, for they are massive, that are coming our way for those who can stay steadfast and keep their eyes on you. Dear Lord, we're focused. We're laser focused on where you're at work. The assignments are big, but we're answering the call, and we're covering this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, you know, this is a very, 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 very important series for each and every one of you guys, and I want you to know that. Don't you think that being successful is easy, but it shouldn't be, and you don't want to ask for it to be easy? All you need to do is learn how to be better. And so 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, I need you guys to understand that when you understand the truth, that you were deemed to be successful. When you begin to understand the truth that you must increase your skills and knowledge about anything that you want to say you're taking the spot at the top at. So yesterday we discussed your daily method of operation, and for you to be very clear on the resources and videos and accountability is so easy, especially if you begin to do some of these things and begin to get some success. It's so easy to fall off of the other things that you should do. But the more people that are falling off of daily method of operation is the more people that's falling out of your business. Now, I want you to know that that's going to happen anyway. Attrition is inevitable. But what you're supposed to do is not worry about that. You're supposed to just do your part. And when you begin to really master the daily method of operation, your income can become predictable. Do you understand that when you start thinking big, dreaming big, it requires a higher level of skill? Jim Rohn says it best. He says you must either modify your dreams or magnify your skills. So when we start talking about other skills that you need outside of the daily method of operation, outside of being able to prospect and recruit and follow up, outside of making sure that you're duplicating, I want to talk today about something that's extremely important, and it's something that most of us have to be taught. It's something that most people come into network marketing without, and it's called edification. Now, I need you guys to understand the power of edification. And you say, well, what is edification? Is it just saying nice things before I get in front of the room about people who are on my team? There are three things that you need to edify. Obviously, people. But not just someone who's serving you or someone who you look up to. You can edify your colleagues. The culture of edification not only will it help an environment become extremely successful, it creates the atmosphere for other people to grow. You edify your business opportunity. The moment you begin to feel down in the dumps and you begin to say negative things about your business or your or leaders or your company's owners or whatever it is, you are now de-edifying. And what that does is put the atmosphere in a setting of failure. You also must edify network marketing as an industry. But you got to know some facts about it. You got to know that it's that multi-billion-dollar industry. You got to know that, you know, 82% of women who are making six figures or plus is in the direct selling business. You got to know it's created the most self-made millionaires. Now, these are numbers, but all I want you to know is that it creates freedom. Freedom from the things that have been holding you back. It gives you, when you have more money, it gives you more time to focus on some things that are important to you, important for your future. But I'm going to tell you, you got to get your mind right to be able to edify so it can come from a pure place. De-edification is not only verbal, but it can be in action. This is something that needs to be taught. Not about, oh, respecting a person because they are a leader. Not because you've done this or you've done that. That's not what I'm talking about. Guys, get your head out of yourself and put your mind into team. Now, I know that probably in corporate America, people can talk behind the boss's back. And if you tie them up with your colleagues, maybe no one will tell because that's the boss. But in network marketing, you are your own boss. And you always have to say, if I were looking for someone to hire, would it be me? If I were looking for someone to hire, would it be me? Guys, we're a work in progress here. Must be open to mastering the skills. What people don't understand is that beyond edifying to get what you want, which might be the next sale or the next business partner, remember, people spend more time in the business than you spend time to prospect them in most instances. I have people who I have done business with. Some of them have gone on close to a decade. And when edification is lost, so is the atmosphere, not for you, but for others to grow. Now, hear me now. What does that require? Many a times, dying to self and our own habits of self-gratification. That's big. That's why when we talk about you wanting to take your spot at the top is so big, you got to start thinking bigger, being bigger. And bigger has to go beyond just yourself or just what you're trying to accomplish. I'm going to tell you this right now. I've had to learn this. Dr. Malin Monroe shared some things with his mentees about leadership. And was very clear that leadership went way beyond just the position. We as leaders have the responsibility to create atmospheres for others to grow. But we also must protect atmospheres where there may be a demand of growth. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. Edification is huge. But we live in a world where even right now, I was looking on social media and I saw someone share that they can't wait for our president of the United States to be handcuffed out of the White House and his wife to be waving goodbye. This is the world that we live in today, where the freedom of speech is now shackling the minds of people. Now, I may have an idea about something. I may have an opinion about something. But even myself as a leader, whatever I put out there, I know it affects others. So I don't have the right to de-edify our president regardless of how I feel in public because I still live in this country. Do you have the right to edify? This is where emotions have aborted from the beginning of time big things that God has for his people. I encourage you guys, as you are growing, to take your spot at the top. Take a posture of professionalism. Take a mindset that I'm going to be better and not be bitter. Edification, it comes from a place where most of the time people are not feeling very good about everything going around, and it comes out everywhere. But this is what I want you guys to do. This is one of the things that you must know and do to be a professional network marketer. So we're going to open up the chat, and I want you to say to us, what do you think you need to do? What do you think you need to move out of the way so you can edify people, your company, and even the industry of network marketing? Do you understand being a great example is also edification? It becomes an attraction factor for other people who never wanted to do the industry to want to be a part of it. Do we understand that edification or even the lack of people feel that this may not be the industry, even though it may be the exact breakthrough that someone needs so they can break generational curses and finally begin to live the life of abundance that God has for us. Let's open up the chat. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, 860-422-77. Bless you. Good morning. Okay. I hear a little bit of loud in the background. We got to have quiet backgrounds. Good morning, 410-4-1569. Bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Ahmed. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ahmed. Yes, how you doing?
Fantastic. You know, one of the things that I had to really learn about edification in my life is that I realized that I had to clean up what was going on the inside to allow me the opportunity to be able to edify someone else. That the edification or the lack thereof was all based on what was going on inside of me. And we can sometimes get in the habit of tearing people down if you're not conscious of it. So when we talk about, you know, things that's going on, social media, politics, things like that, I tend to look at them in a more positive light and do my best to speak good things about people and edify them instead of, you know, looking to tear them down.
This is so powerful, and you know, I mean, God is definitely working through you, because for you to be a man who opened up first to say, you know what, deep edification comes from a deep place. Edification comes from working on ourselves. That's why network marketing is so powerful. If you're open to reproof, you can literally be transformed as an individual, just being a part of the industry, because personal development is even bigger than you prospect. And do you guys understand that when you feel good personally, when your mind is right, when your heart is right, that prospecting is a breeze? Gaining new partners or gaining new customers and building your business becomes a breeze. Building strong and lasting relationships and teams becomes easier. Guys, long haul, you see the biggest portion of success in network marketing after you move past certain bridges. You have to cross certain bridges. And most people abort the process. They burn the bridge before they cross it. Edification. Thank you so much, Ahmed. Thank you so much. Good morning, 706 last four. 8289. Good morning. What do you think you have to work on so that you can actually be better at edification? Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can.
Good morning. This is Sean down at in LaGrange.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Nicola. I just want to say powerful. Powerful. I mean, I'm on this call this every morning, and edification is the point where I'm ready to cross that bridge. And it this morning, just the power of God for me to hit star one was enough. Just powerful. Powerful. Powerful.
It pushed you out of your comfort zone, Sean. Tell us a little bit more about that. I love it because the gentleman jumped in the queue first. The gentleman said, you know what? I got to talk about this. And I'm ready to cross that bridge. I got to work on myself. Taking responsibility is the biggest step towards success. There's a lot of leadership books, Sean, that say, the person who takes the responsibility first will become the greatest leader. What can
Amen.
I do to contribute to a change, to a growth. I can go first. Thank you so much, Charles. Thank you so much. That's so powerful. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to go here to 478, last 45022. Good morning to you.
Can you hear
me, Nicole? Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, Cassandra Moody here. Oh, my God. Finally got in.
Hey, Cassandra, how you doing?
I am great. I am great. Oh, my God. You know, I had to step in and say something because we lead by example. And mm-hmm. I learned from you. I learned from Ms. Jean. I'm sitting there, you know, like you always say, in the presence of great leaders, you need to be quiet and take notes. So I do that all the time. And we have to really think about it. When we're actually, edification is very important. And a lot of people, I guess, like you said, when we get in the habit of de-edifying or saying negative things all the time, that takes over our mindset. So we can't even focus on doing the right thing. Therefore, we need to encourage one another to build each other up just as you are doing. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:11, and we got to really think about it. We lead by example, and by leading by example, we're teaching others to do the right thing, the power of edification.
Wow, this is so powerful, this conversation. I need you guys to know that edification will become the glue. It will become the glue to building your big business. But I need you guys to remember something. Yes, it's easier to edify if you feel good, but you need to master the skill of edification where you can edify no matter how you feel. Now, that is mind over matter. Now, we're talking grown folks stuff here because we're talking about people's legacy. We're talking about people who your kids and your kids' kids say, I want something different than you. I want something different than grandma. I want something different than great-grandma and great-granddad. And you have the opportunity. The ball is in your court right now. But you got to be sharpened. You got to be open for reproof. You know, our pastor had a powerful sermon and was talking about the themes of the three different levels of sin and was talking about the idea of, yeah, these are things that all of us were born and none of us are perfect. That's why we have to renew our minds daily, and that's why we have to study to show thyself approved. We have to work on it. But he said, you know, some of the things is in our world times, we have decisions to make, and we may not make the right decision. Thank God for grace and mercy. But then now we have the iniquities. We have the things that we ready to change. These things, some of them, they have nothing to do with us. We don't even know why we do the things we do. We don't even realize that some of the things that we've seen and experienced growing up, and even as we're grown, has shaped us into who we are. We're ignoring the fact that we're being groomed for either success or failure. And then you'll have people, because I'm going to tell you, life energy attracts. We're energetic beings. So when you're in a thinking phase, you're going to attract other thinking. And you're thinking because you attract more thinking people that you are on the right track. They have a thing, what they call a law of attraction. My grandma used to say, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are. You'll attract people that think like you. That's why they say when you want to start recruiting higher, you want to go to the next level, you got to become who you're trying to attract. So you attract who you are. So be mindful. Is your circle encouraging edification? If you know that's the glue, is it encouraging or discouraging it? And now that you know what to do, when you see lack of it, you start seeing things breaking down. So we're in the process of building up, aren't we? There has to be some foundation in place. And you have to be uncompromising in areas that will protect the legacies and businesses for time to come. You know, for our convention, our whole theme was unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. You have to be, without a shadow of a doubt, in a full decision to take your spot at the top. And it's going to require some shaving off of some things that's been holding you back thus far. It's almost like that long chain that you put on the pit bull. You want to have some kind of freedom? In the backyard, I remember my brother, they had a pit bull. His name was Africa. And Africa was tied to trees in the back so he can go a certain distance. We couldn't have him go all the way to the front of the yard. But she wanted to. And she began to all the time pull and pull and pull. She was trying to pull down the tree with the chain. And I remember one day we went out and we were gone for the whole day. And Africa was back there. She had her water. She had her food. Everything was there for what she needed for the time we were gone. But that ain't what she wanted. She wanted to get out. She pulled and she wrestled with that chain until it choked her. And when we came back, we thought Africa was just that in the back laying down. She done choked herself to death. Although my brother tried to train her, tried to show her, hey, you can go this far, but this is for your safety. Because after they'd gotten out a few times and the popo was called and people started giving tickets to my mama, my mama said, hey, Africa's starting to cost more than y'all kids, honey. If you can't get it under control, she got to go. But Africa, there's no way she would have known that that same very chain that was put there to protect her, when she kept going up against it, it was going to kill her. Be open to master the skill of edification, guys. Peace out. Y'all have a phenomenal, prosperous day. Go ahead and say some great things about at least 10 people today. Trust me. Not only are you going to feel better, you're going to be better for it. Have a great one.